Welcome back to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This is episode number 94, and as pretty much always, it doesn't have a title yet. But there is no but. Sorry. No, I actually almost forgot to record this episode. I don't know why. I probably didn't really realize that today was Wednesday, so I always record my episodes on Wednesday to go live on Thursday, so I make it really hassle-free, and I try to experience the entire week without really thinking about my podcast. I do check my stats regularly, like once every day or every other day, but I don't obsess over it at all, and that's how I almost forgot to record an episode, which is kind of a little sad, but it's also a good thing because that means you're getting a very pure and raw, unfiltered and unplanned episode, and I personally like those the best. So I haven't really thought about a particular topic, but I've had one in mind since last week because I talked so much about goals and goal setting. And I'm a planning freak, as some of you may know. I love planning things. Oh, it's so satisfying. Having checklists and lists in general are wonderful. But having checklists and being able to check off certain points on your list, that's just so satisfying. And the thing is, I kind of want to talk about how I do this, how I plan things and why. And of course, if you like writing lists, that also means you're like writing. And that's definitely the case for me. I love writing. I love notebooks and using notebooks for different purposes. And that's actually what I'm doing. So I thought I'd touch on my current notebook setup. Maybe it will help you. Maybe you'll feel inspired. Maybe it's just gonna spark the joy of writing inside of you, because that's kind of what I stand for. So currently I have four different notebooks, which sounds like a lot, but those are the four that I regularly use. And most of them I've started using last year or even the year before. So the first one I'm gonna start with is my freshest one. It's a small journal, which I have dedicated to daily journaling. So it's basically my diary. I think it's so important to have a diary because you go through so many phases in your life and in your day, in your week, in your month, that it's sometimes hard to keep track of what's happening and what's happening inside of you. And I love diaries because they show me how I thought back in the day. So I can go back 3 years, and instead of going back 3 years in my memory, trying to remember what I thought and how I was and who I was back then, I actually have diaries to look back on and to read through my thoughts and feelings back in the day. And I think that's so, so valuable. I think I started journaling properly in 2014, and I had a journal before that, but I wasn't really super consistent with it. But I started journaling in 2014. I was kind of depressed when I was a teenager. I didn't even know it, but looking back now, I had a lot of symptoms of high functional depression. And that was definitely also due to my thyroid being dysregulated. So what a lot of people misinterpret or forget about depression is that it can also have real physical causes. And I'd definitely recommend checking for those before you go into therapy and maybe even potentially a medication to like check for different organs like the thyroid and see if everything's all right, because sometimes that physical discomfort can also show itself in terms of mental discomfort. And yeah, back in the day, I think I was extremely depressed. And then in 2017, so 3 years later, I went through an extremely dark period when I was very hopeless. And actually, I felt dead inside. I remember I felt very empty and numb. And I went through my days on autopilot. And that was so crazy to me. That's why I think I had high functional depression, because that's basically when you have the symptoms of depression and you feel everything a depressed person feels, but you are still able to function and you don't feel necessarily so lethargic that you can't get out of bed in the morning. So I did get out of bed in the morning or mornings, and I had a lot of things on my plate. I studied two different courses at two different universities full time. I had my student job, and everything was kind of getting a little bit too much, especially because I also had some physical illnesses to cope with, like my Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune condition of the thyroid, and a lot of allergies and food sensitivities. And that was just the physical part. The mental part, let's not talk about that. Or we've been talking about it, but I don't want to go into like every single detail. But how do I know all these things? Well, I journaled back then. Reading through those journals fills me with a lot of anxiety and stress. But I can still track down my own thoughts and the topics that I cared about. And that's why I think journaling is incredibly important to keep track of your own thoughts and feelings. And it's also a great tool in everyday life to really engage with what has been happening to you and to reflect on all these things. So that's really, really great. And I recommend it to everyone. My first journal is basically a daily diary. Then I have another one, which I started in 2021, I believe. And that one is about different topics. So it's basically kind of like a journal, but I don't write in it every day or even every week. It totally depends. When I feel called to write about a particular topic, I write in that journal. So it's more topic specific. And what I've learned from keeping that journal is actually to focus my writing a lot more on one specific thing. So in my daily diary, I actually just write when I feel like it, and I write about random things, different things that are on my mind or that happened to me. But in that topic diary, I write about, I made like these quotation marks with my hand, which you didn't see, but topic diary is not an actual word, but you know what I mean. So in that diary, my writing is a lot more focused on particular topics. And that's really, really cool because it teaches you to really go into depth in one particular topic. My daily diary is basically about broad, different topics. And then my focused diary, let's call it focused diary, that's a really cool word, is about particular topics where I go into depth and I write about them maybe even more than once. So there are particular topics I wrote about 17 times, potentially. Not gonna name the topic, but yeah, some things are on my mind a lot more than others, and this is a great outlet for those things. So then I do have a third different kind of journal, and that one is a combined gratitude and success journal. So I started one and the same notebook from the front and back. So in the front, I have my success journal, which I keep every single day, and I write down even the smallest things that I accomplished that day. So sometimes I write down, I got up on time, where I went to work on time. I took a shower. I cooked a meal, some things like that, because some days not much happens, but then we learn to be really focused on the small things that are also successes in our lives. And that is the first part of that journal. I started that in September last year, so I've been keeping it for about 3.5 months now. And the other half of that journal is dedicated to gratitude. And I've just figured out that the best thing for me is to write down 5 things that I'm grateful for every day. And I do that in the evening. And I know some people like to start their day with gratitude. I personally don't really have the right, not mindset, but the right kind of mood in the morning when I get up. To be honest, I'm that type of person who stays in bed for 15 minutes after waking up because I just need to kind of wake up slowly and I'm on my phone in that time. So all the things you're not supposed to do, I basically do in the morning. And to be honest, it's working. For me right now, it's working and I don't want to change that in the near future for as long as I feel like it. So I keep my gratitude journal in the evening, and that's kind of great because you can reflect on the day as well. And I write down 5 things I'm grateful for, and I try to make one of these things, or at least one of these things, about myself. So I write down what I'm grateful for about myself, and that teaches me to be really cautious and just attentive towards the things that I bring to the table and that maybe other people don't have, or things about myself, qualities that I've developed over the course of time that I really like. And I love this journal, and it's probably going to last me another 1.5 years. So I plan to really complete that journal and to see where I stand then and to see if I want to continue with it after that time. But I think it's wonderful to keep a list of your successes. It enriches your life and it enriches the picture you have of yourself in your own mind. And I talked about self-confidence and self-worth in my last episode. And I do think that keeping a success journal is a wonderful way to feel more confident and a lot more worthy of greatness, because you are, and you actually don't have to do anything to be worth something. But sometimes we don't really believe that. So it's really helpful to write down what we have accomplished in our lives. And on top of everything else, I also have a 4th journal. It's a bullet journal that I started in 2021. I used to bullet journal really in a very detailed manner, and I was very obsessed with this journal. I think I have 2 very detailed bullet journals with like weekly spreads and monthly spreads and trackers and everything. I did everything for 2 years, and I made sure to embellish each page to make it really engaging and fun and pretty. And then I just realized it's not worth it anymore. My time is precious and I don't have enough of it, so I don't really want to invest too much time in it. So I don't anymore. And I'm going to open the journal to tell you what I actually put in it for this year. So I started with 1 page, which is a vision board, a small vision board with the main points for the year. I have pictures, I have words, I have certain inspirational topics that I care about and that I want to deepen this year. And that's the first page. The second page is kind of a little text about what I want to reach this year and how I want to think, how I want to be, how I want to feel. It's just like this introductory text to the year that I wrote down. And then I have a yearly spread, so I just wrote down a mini calendar for each month on like a double page. Then I have a really important double page, which is my priorities on the left side and my goals on the right. My priorities for this year are art, love, and health. And I wrote down a little text of like one or two sentences for each. I didn't want to make this complicated. I really wanted to make this streamlined and to the point. And with art, I kind of also combined personal growth, because I think being an artist and stepping into that power as an artist, your full creativity, that takes courage and so many different qualities that I want to develop more inside of me. Love is kind of self-explanatory. It's love towards myself, towards others, and towards this world. So I want to give back. I want to meet friends, and I want to be in a relationship, finally. And the health part is about healthy eating, sleep schedule, movement, and medications for me personally. Then I also prepared a double page with my achievements and highlights for each month. I left a little bit of room to fill in as they happen, and that worked wonderfully last year, because then you have a beautiful spread, a very simple spread, where you can see everything that you've achieved at once. Then I dedicated one page to each month of the year, where I will write down kind of a summary of the month, every single month. And that's wonderful, because then you have a small text of like one little page that you can read through your entire month. Then followed by that is a double page of my learnings from 2023. So I dedicated about 3 bullet points every month to my top 3 learnings, because I think it's so important. We learn so many things, we experience so many things, and it's important to reflect on them. It's great if you can look back on your successes and on the things you've learned and have like one page with the gist of the year, so to say. And then I also left one double page for the yearly recap. And last year, I basically just wrote one page of how the year was, what I learned, very different things. And then one page was dedicated to my goals, and particularly to love, because that was a goal of mine last year too, because love is such an important topic. And the rest of the bullet journal is actually free, so I haven't really planned anything. If I read a particular book that I like, something that inspires me, or I come across a cool concept, I write it down in that book as well, but it's not in a particular order or anything. It's just for me to get inspiration if I need it. So that is basically a breakdown of my journaling situation. I really, really hope this was helpful for you. If you liked this episode, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, and that would help me out a lot. Maybe leave a review or give it a star rating. That would be so wonderful. And I thank you in advance. You can also share my podcast with someone you like if you feel inclined to, and that would also be wonderful. Other than that, I wish you a wonderful week. I really hope that this year has started successfully for you. And I think I forgot to say it at the beginning of this episode, but of course, Happy New Year. It's a new year, a new beginning, a fresh start. And yeah, I really hope that this year is going to treat you well. All right. I'll catch you next week. Bye.